Don't have any kids. A lot of my friends do. And I'm starting to understand this expression. It takes a village to raise a kid. Like, I went over to one of my friend's house parties recently. And at one point during the party, I found myself alone in the living room, just sitting on the couch. And then my friend's kid comes in, just barely old enough to walk. And he walks up to the table in front of me. He finds a plate full of food, grabs a handful of cheese off this plate, then walks over to my friend's entertainment system, sticks his fist inside the subwoofer, drops the cheese, and walks away. Then I have to look around to see if any parent saw me see the kid do that. And we got away with it. Feels pretty good. That's all that expression means. I mean, sometimes it takes more than just the parents to help pitch in to at least prevent something from happening. That's why I think that story that happened not that long ago here at the Cincinnati Zoo, where that kid got loose in the gorilla exhibit and he had to shoot and kill that gorilla, which was a horrible situation, but kids get away from parents. It happens every day. However, I feel very confident that there had to have been more people there that day that saw that whole thing developing and just chose to not do a thing about it. Right? Should have been someone there that day, just like me, 30 years old, no kids, just sitting on that bench thinking, oh, this is such a boring day at the zoo right now. Oh, what's that kid doing? Oh, he can't possibly think he's going to be able to. Oh, God, he's going for it. And the parents don't see it. Oh, God, let's see what happens here. Go for it, little buddy. Why not? Oh, God, he's in. He is in there, and I am off to the hippo exhibit. Not getting my hands on that train wreck.